Maya Barry joins us now with a roundup of the latest rural news. And Maya, the Forestry Minister has taken a swipe at his own industry.
Kia ora, Marnie, that's right. Shane Jones says the sector must be careful to protect its social licence to operate. His criticism comes in the wake of renewed accusations that forests are smothering farmland, undermining the economic base of rural communities. Mr Jones thinks there will be a lot of argument about this subject in the coming election, and he says foresters better be prepared for it.
I think forest owners must accept if they are not prepared to contribute to New Zealand jobs, either carbon foresters or foreign-owned foresters, then they run the risk of substantially seeing their social licence restricted.
The charge that farmland is being taken over by forestry has been made by several groups, including Federated Farmers and Beef and Lamb. The forest owners say current afforestation is simply swinging the pendulum back from earlier deforestation. They also say farmers' statistics are exaggerated. Shane Jones says he's caught in a political conundrum.
I've got the forestry industry resentful of having to provide logs to fellow New Zealanders, whilst at the same time, I've got the farm community demanding that the forestry sector be regulated because they take jobs from New Zealanders. So at one level, I think through the Forest Registration Bill, I'm future-proofing New Zealand jobs. The foreign owners of the forestry resent that, whilst at the same time, they seem to be tone-deaf to what's actually happening in regional New Zealand in terms of job loss as a consequence of the spread of forestry into communities that have historically earned their living through agricultural investment.
That's Shane Jones. To other news now, and the main watchdog for the dairy giant Fonterra has been told it has to do better. A new report says most farmers value the Fonterra Shareholders Council, but in several ways it needs to improve. Eric Frickberg reports.
After several years of criticism, the Shareholders Council commissioned a review of itself last year. It was chaired by the veteran public servant James Buwalda. The first stage of the review summarises the opinions of 1,400 of the 10,000 Fonterra farmer shareholders who responded to an online survey. They looked at four issues: representation of farmers, monitoring of Fonterra's performance, connections between the company and farmers, and the role of the council and guardianship of the Fonterra co-op. Many expressed dissatisfaction with the Shareholders Council's performance and effectiveness. While they valued the existence of the council, most felt its performance was less than what they wanted. This included inadequate monitoring of the company's financial performance. The second stage of the review is due out later this year. This is Eric Frickberg.
The Landcare Trust will be expanding its work following a $3 million funding boost from the Ministry for Primary Industries. The Independent Trust was established in 1996 by Federated Farmers and Fish and Game. Its role is to encourage better land management practices, protect waterways, and foster native flora and fauna. The Trust's Chief Executive, Nick Edgar, says it currently supports around 75 catchment groups nationwide, and the funding will effectively double the number of regional coordinators it has on the ground helping farmers. Meanwhile, the Southland Regional Council says an aerial compliance inspection last week picked up some positive changes in winter grazing practices. The council says farmers were advised last year that practices needed to improve. It says the flight covered a large portion of the region, and early observations suggest farmers have picked up their game around the fencing of waterways and the creation of buffer zones, with no immediate compliance concerns identified. Taking a quick look at the lamb market now, where AgriHQ says there have been encouraging signs out of Europe, with countries easing border restrictions and more restaurants opening. Mel Crowe, a senior analyst at AgriHQ, says the re-emergence of the food sector will help lift lamb consumption. However, she says it may take some time for tourists to return.
What we are seeing is these markets are now starting to purchase French racks and lamb short loins from New Zealand for that restaurant market, but the levels at which they're purchasing are significantly reduced to normal and also coming in mixed loads. The heavier racks particularly are trading for low prices, so there are less of these around just because the average lamb carcass weights are down due to the drought this year.
Mel Crode says prices, particularly for lamb racks, have a long way to recover and farmers should expect little upside at the farm gate. And just finally, the public are once again being asked to help count the number of birds in New Zealand. They'll take part in the 14th annual New Zealand Garden Bird Survey, which is done by Manaaki Whenua or Landcare Research. The survey starts this week, and to commemorate it, the results of last year's survey have been unveiled. A scientist at Manaaki Whenua, John Innes, says the main thing the survey found was an increase in the population of several native bird species.
One of them is the killadoo, and a little bit smaller, but also increases for tui and for fantails, and also an introduced finch that some people will know, which is a green finch. And there are also some declines in silver eyes and starlings, and some smaller declines in some other introduced birds, dunnocks or hedge sparrows, song thrush and goldfinches.
What do you attribute this difference to?
Well, for the native birds, fantails and tui and killadoo are all birds that are happy to be in town. They're great friends of gardeners. There's a lot more pest control now in urban areas, and that no doubt has helped all three of those. I'd like to think that there's also some thoughtful planting of food plant for those species, killadoo and tui, which of course are nectar feeders and fruit feeders. Fantails are complicated. Sometimes they become very abundant and other times they're very scarce. And they are definitely affected by severe weather.
That's John Innes. He was talking all things birds with Eric Frickberg. And that wraps up the Rural News for today. Back to you, Marnie.